Frank will preside. Just have a little bit of time to get in and out of the court now.
The plaintiff alleges that she was both libeled and slandered, and that the city of Lincoln invaded her privacy based on these postings that were made in various forms on the Lincoln Lancaster Crime Stoppers website, a Facebook post, and two television blogs. A number of issues are raised in my brief, but today I'll focus primarily on two issues. Was these statements privileged? And were the damages awarded by the district court? Part of conditional privilege is the definition of malice, and whether or not, in order to be privileged, you have to have a number of things. One, that is made in good faith. Two, that is without malice. I'm discussing whether or not it was with malice within the context of the privilege. Correct. And if I had time, I would address my address. But today, for time,
The fact that it
that requires retraction. So I think it only does the damage aspect of. I do believe that it goes to the damages sheet.
Good morning, may I please report? My name is Vince Howard. This is my colleague.
What's your opinion? what legal authority they have.
Judge, answer your question.
There is not a point in time where you say here is malice.
We know in this case malice was from the very beginning. If you want to then go, that's cute that you call her these names.
So you're saying the
I'm saying they did not say who is this person. They convict her. And then in the bill of exceptions, I had a dialogue with one of the officers saying, at what point do I have to go back to the Castle's point? I said, you've always been taught in this country that innocent are innocent guilty. At what point did the internet, if that need for entertainment, change that? Because that folks are not saying she was guilty. Didn't say we're looking for. Then it continued. Disagree.
So it's not only quote unquote sentencing, it's also saying.
Here's the other apple to the orange. Actual malice is over here because remember again. There was false lights from which malice is born. And there are four causes of action. Two are against the city alone. Defamation, the libel per se, slander per se. Second, false statement. Two other causes of action were born to the and that's why the damages were different. Because the city on their own took it upon themselves to continue this by going on television and bragging this falsity. And so there's no actual conditional privilege. Whether or not you can have a conditional privilege placing in a false light, I don't think so. What they do is they get suspicions, they get evidence. And again, this whole act of malice is acting in the law.
We want to fix one of the persons who want to fix the law. They still have to investigate.
We don't have time staff.
Determine whether or not this is not the next person. The bank says,
Well, they went, they got a photo, we got a camera, they showed it to someone, they never followed up, they then identified the person, and said, oh my goodness, that's me, but I'm innocent. She told them, and if you look in the bill of acceptance, when I discussed this with the officers, she told them she was innocent, they completely failed to take her word for it. They assumed she was guilty, and they continued on with this. But to get into it, they put more time coming up with more lineup to make fun of her than they did investigate her. But I want to go back to the judge's question. In order to get to actual malice, there are four things. They have to first prove that this conditional privilege was done in good faith. They didn't do it in good faith, unless, of course, good faith also takes an entertainment value. They also had to show reasonable or probable grounds for believing that to be true. they knew after mid-July that it wasn't likely. They never. And they also have to show that they had some kind of personal private to someone to this corresponding. This isn't AIDS work. I'm the blood bank, and I find out that somebody donated blood and it has AIDS. So I call up the other blood bank. This court ruled on. And they said, well, yeah, you have a common interest in letting people know that this person has AIDS. There's nothing. So don't have to reach the actual because they have to prove that they have three things before you even get there. I think Judge Burns laid it out where the malice is.
So you use those to find out how I guess I'm going to mention it. What was his mental space Republican to go back and say the initial publication
Well, I think, Your Honor, I think it's a well-written, I refer to it. My sense of it was, you say, once you identify that person, you're going to take it down, and then you want to have a purpose and cast it up. And once you want to have a second broadcast, the 10-11, no longer have a purpose. So I think he treated it as a continuum, because there were... it could be, but it could also be because they took additional acts. It wasn't that the newspaper. I go home today and I pick up the newspaper and says Vince Powers is in our person, and then it's staying in the library. In fact, there are additional things that happen. There's more information that comes, and they don't do anything to clarify that. But again, you didn't have to ask for retraction under slander. That's not a rule. That's under false light. That's not a rule. And for it to be a rule here, they would have had at least plead it, give us notice, and it's in the agreement. And so my time's out. Thank you very much.
She is over.
She is over.
She is over.
She is over. She is over. She is over.